So Lord, we want to thank you for this beautiful day. We thank you for the priority over the created day as the created word, and we've come to learn your truth this afternoon. Lord, we thank you for the stories of the Bible. You've given us a lot of good stories in the Bible.
记住我们感谢呢，就是圣经里的故事，就是您呢赐给我们很多好的故事在圣经里。
And some of them, Lord, are easy to understand, and some are difficult to believe because they're so hard.
记住有些呢就非常容易去理解，但是有些呢很难理解。
So Lord, help us today to learn from these difficult lessons that we will see ahead of us.
记住啊，求您的帮助，我们来去理解这个今天我们要学的这个比较难的一篇。
So we give thanks for this morning, we thank you for lunch, and we thank you for the privilege of being together this afternoon.
因为我们感谢呢，就是这样的一些故事，感谢呢，给您赐给我们这么美好的午餐，然后呢，今天下午呢，请您赐福给我们。
Our prayer is that as you have blessed us in the past, so you will bless us this afternoon.
我们祷告是呢，您过去呢赐福给我们，那么今天下午呢，您肯定会赐福给我们。
And we give thanks again in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
我们再次献上感恩，是奉主耶稣基督的名。Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Very good. Well, we've been studying in the preceding chapters the fact that God was explaining to Moses what the people were to produce.
因为我们在前面的几章呢学到呢，就是说神呢告诉了摩西，他应该建造一些什么。
Among other things, he was telling them what they were to build in order that he could dwell among them.
除了其他事情以外呢，他告诉他呢应该建造什么，这样的神呢可以在他们中间居住。
We marvel that he would want to dwell among them, let alone be willing to prepare a place for them to meet with them.
这里面我们感到非常惊奇，那就是说是啊，这样呢，就是他愿意跟我们住在一起，然后呢，也给他们这样的荣幸呢，建在一个地方，让神来住。
And so, Lord, there is for us also the fact that you want to dwell among us, but that you want us to prepare a place for you to dwell among us.
对主啊，这个事实上对我们来说也是一样，就是说您呢想要住在我们里面，所以呢也要我们为您呢准备一个地方，让你可以住。
So Lord, help us to build a house for your glory.
对主啊，就帮助我们建造一个房子，为了您的荣耀。
All right, so it's Exodus chapter 31.
这是创世纪的31章。
Exodus 31, and we're going to pick up verse 6. We closed off with this last week. It says, "And I indeed, I have appointed with him Aholiab, the son of Ahizamak of the tribe of Dan, and I have put in the hearts of all who are gifted artisans rather, that they may make all that I have commanded you."
看到我派但支派中亚西撒莫的儿子亚和利亚伯与他同工，凡心里有智慧的，我更使他们有智慧，他们能做一切所吩咐你的。
So God expected a work to be done, but he provided for it two good workmen and a lot of others to work with them.
因为神他要那个工作呢很快做完，然后呢，他呢向他们供应了两个好的那样的工匠，还有其他很多的其他的工匠来和他一起工作。So
the hymn of this verse 6 is the man we read about in verse 2, whose name is Bezalel.
所以这个里面呢，就是第六节里我们读到的这个人呢，他是在第二节里，他的名字叫呢伯撒利。
What do we know about Bezalel?
我们对比撒列了解多少？
Well, he's got an interesting name.
有一个非常有意思的名字。
His name means in the shadow of God.
他的名字呢是在神的庇荫下。
So if you were to go to look for Bezalel, where would you find him?
如果你要是去找那个比萨列，你就可以在哪里找到他？
Or you'd find him in the shadow of God.
你会找到他在神的庇荫下。
That's a peculiar expression. God is light.
这是一个非常的特别的那个描述，神是光。
So light doesn't have any shadows, does it?
所以那光呢，没有阴影，是不是呢？
So how could you find her in the shadow of God if God doesn't have any shadow?
所以如果那神呢，没有任何的阴影，你可以在哪里找到他呢？
And I think that you would find Bezalel behind whatever it is God is working on.
现在就是说，你会找到那个比萨列呢，不管神在做什么工呢，他神都在他后面。
If God were to be building a house, then the house itself would cast a shadow from God. And so Aholiab would be behind the building of the house.
这个里面如果他呢去建造一个房子，建那个房子，那个房子它会有阴影的。阴影的话，那么说呢，那他就会站在他的那个房子的影子之下。
So if you were to be walking continually in the shadow of God, you'd have to be hiding behind everything that he's doing.
因为如果你要想在神的那个庇荫之下，就是影子之下呢，那么你必须呢，在他所做的一切的工作的那个后面。Frankly,
that would be a pretty exciting place to live, wouldn't it?
坦率地说，是一个非常的，就是令人感兴趣的地方去住，是不是？
What great thing you're doing today, God?
神呢，今天您在做什么伟大的事情？
Well, I'll just hide in your shadow.
我要呢躲在您的阴影之下， Amen.
So I think that Bezalel had a very close relationship with God.
我认为呢，比萨列呢和神呢之间有一个非常的亲密的关系。
And this other fellow, verse 6, was a man by the name of Aholiab.
另外一个呢，就是人呢，在第六节里叫Aholiab。
And his name apparently means the tent of my father, or my father's tent.
因为他的名字基本上就是说我父亲的帐篷。
Now, the tabernacle is just another word for tent, isn't it?
所以帐幕呢是另外一个词呢，就是关于帐篷的事情。
So God was building this tabernacle. It was taking them about 9 months. All of them were involved in it in one way or another.
所以神呢在建造这个就是说是帐幕，帐幕呢那是要花的那个9个月时间呢，很多人呢，其他人都在做这个工。
And Aholiab's name is my father's tent. He was totally associated with the tabernacle, the tent of his father.
这个里面的这雅和利亚伯呢，他的名字呢就是我父亲的帐篷，帐篷的这个就是他完完全全呢和这个是建造神的帐幕呢完全有关联。Do
you think that these two men knew a fair amount about God?
所以你认为这两个人呢都非常了解神吗？
Yeah.
是。
Their life was wrapped up in their father's tent.
所以他们的人生呢整个呢都卷入在那个他的父亲的帐篷里。
And so you can understand why they would be good to build the temple. They knew more about it, really, than anybody else apart from Moses.
这个里面呢，你认为呢，为什么他们两个人要去建造帐幕呢？因为他们两个是除了那个摩西以外，对帐幕最更了解的人。So
God not only chose those two men, but he gifted them in order that he might choose them.
所以这个神呢，不仅仅只是选择了这两个人呢，所以呢，这神呢也赐给他们这样的能力，这样呢，他可以去选择他们。And
so welcome to Carol and Cindy.
所以呢，欢迎 Carolyn 和 Cindy.
And we are in Exodus chapter 31.
我们在呢出埃及记的第31章。
So we'll just keep looking at verse 6.
我们呢一直来看第六节。
God moved in the heart of Bezalel. He moved in the heart of Aholiab, but he also put wisdom in the hearts of all who were gifted artisans, that they may make all that I have commanded you.
也选择了雅和利伯，同样呢，他是说是凡是有智慧的，我更使他们有智慧，我能使他们能做我一切所吩咐你的。
How did they get to be gifted artisans?
真的，你要有这样的智慧做工匠。
They've spent the entire life, their entire life up to this point as slaves.
他们呢，就是整个的他们的人生呢，都像在这个点上呢，他们都是做这个项目的奴隶。
If they had any skills, it was in making bricks.
所以呢，他们如果呢，就是如果有任何的个，就是说是技能呢，他们是造那个砖块。
That was their job.
就是他们的工作。
Moses said to them, now, I want you to start building all this fancy furniture and all these beautiful items for the tabernacle. And they would have said, who, me?
因为呢，摩西说呢，他们要呢去造这些所有的这些，就是说漂亮的这些家具和这些其他的非常的奇妙的一些东西。哎，他们说，要谁做？要我。
If God were going to make the tabernacle out of bricks, you could understand it.
因为如果人，神呢要用那个砖块去做那个帐幕呢，哎，你就会理解了。But
he was going to make the tabernacle out of metal and wood, and he was going to make it in a most beautiful way. And these guys probably said, I think he's got the wrong people. We can't do that.
但是神呢，他却要用那些金属呢和那些木块呢建造这个建筑。他说呢，哦，神要这么做这个帐幕的话呢，我认为他们找错了人了。How
is God going to build the church?
神呢，怎样去建造教会呢？He's
going to build you. He's going to use you and me.
他会用你和我。We
say what?
我们说什么？Why
would you choose me?
为什么要选择我呢？I
often tell the Lord that. I often say, Lord, if I were going to build the church, I never would start helping Harold to build the church. Why him?
因为我就跟那个就是主，通常跟主说呢，主啊，就是说如果那我要去建造教会的话呢，我不会选择Harold来建造。
So if you were one of these people marching in the wilderness with callous hands because of all the bricks you've been building, and you get to Sinai, and Moses says to you, okay, start drawing, start crafting these beautiful vessels. What would you say?
这里面呢，就是说，如果你那一直在那个旷野的行走，你一直习惯呢去用砖块去做一些什么建筑，做其他的东西，那么呢，既然你来到西奈山下的时候呢，神跟摩西跟你说呢，说是你要做这些奇妙的东西，那你会怎么说呢？
And you'd probably say, I can't do that.
有可能说，那我做不到。And
Moses would say, try.
摩西会说，那你试试看吧。Don't
just sit there, try.
不要只是坐在那里试试看。So
I'm going to tell you another story about a boy who went to school.
又要跟他讲另外一个故事，一个小男孩呢，上学。And
this boy was very like me.
这个小男孩跟我差不多。He
couldn't draw.
他呢，不会画画。
He would try to everything he put his hand to. It just didn't look good at all. Terrible stuff.
如果他用手去画任何的东西呢，他都完全做不到，看起来非常的难看。
And the teacher would say to him, you take this home to your mother, you can put it on the fridge.
那个老师呢，跟那个小孩说，那你可以把这个拿回去，让你妈妈呢挂在冰箱上。
And this is another story about people like me.
另外一个故事呢，就是像我这样的。And
he put something, drew something, and he gave it to his grandmother. She put it on the fridge.
另外他那些画了一些什么东西呢？他的那个奶奶呢，给他呢放在冰箱上。And
a visitor was in the kitchen one day and saw it on the fridge. Said to the grandmother, "It was. Did your grandson do that?"
所以有一个访客进来厨房，看到那个在冰箱上那个画，他说：“这是你的孙子画的吗？”
Yeah, she said, that's an airplane that he drew.
所以他说是，他说是他画的一个飞机。
So anyway, he stayed in the kitchen for a while, and then the grandson came in.
然后呢，他在那个厨房呢待了一会儿，然后那个孙子进来了。
So he pointed to the fridge and he said, did you draw that?
他在指着那个冰箱上说，是你画的吗？
And the little boy said, yeah, that's a dinosaur.
那是个恐龙。
Okay, that's the kind of artist I was.
这就是他所画的东西。
But I heard the story about the boy who was an artist like me.
因为我听到这个故事呢，这个就是一个小男孩跟我一样的，像他画的东西。
And he was in class one day, and the teacher said, "Now we're all going to draw a rose."
所以呢，他在那个教室里，教室里的老师进来说呢，今天我们所有人呢都要画玫瑰。
So he sat there with his hands on the desk, no pen or anything, and the teacher came up to him and said, "Johnny, you should draw a rose."
因为他就坐在那里，坐在那里呢，就是手上也没拿了个画笔，什么也没做。那个老师过来说：“将军，你应该画个玫瑰。”
He said, "I can't do that."
他说：“我画不出来。”
Yes, she said, "You can do that." She said, "You just grab the pen and you let me put my hand on your."
他说：“你是你画得了的，你就把那个画笔拿起来了，我会扶着你的手先这样画。”
And so he held the pen.And she held his hand, and all of a sudden, lines started to appear.
那个里面呢，就是说那个小孩呢拿着画笔，老师呢握着他的手，就这样开始那个线条就出来了。
And after a while, there was a beautiful rose on that paper.
过了一会儿呢，在那个纸上呢，一幅那个非常漂亮的玫瑰出现了。
So she said to him, "You take that home now."
那你现在这个给拿回家了。
So he took it home, showed it to his mother.
然后呢，他拿回家给他妈妈看。
She said, "Who drew that?"
他妈妈说谁画的。
He said, "I did."
他我画的。
Okay, now I think that's the story behind these people.
所以呢 ，OK， 我认为这些呢就是这些人后面的故事。
They said, "I got a big God."
而我有一个非常伟大的神。
He wants to make this beautiful building and all these beautiful things in it.
他呢要建造这么漂亮的一个建筑，而且里面有很多漂亮的东西。
And I believe he could even use me.
我相信呢，他甚至呢可以使用我。
Not because they had all kinds of artistic skill. What do we have here?
并不是说是我们所有人都有那种工匠的那样的一些技巧。那么这里是什么呢？
God says, "I have put wisdom in the heart."
那神说呢，我把智慧放在心里。
Why can you and I do a great work for God?
你我为什么可以为神做那么多伟大的工作？
Because we give to God our heart, and He puts wisdom in our hearts so that He can use even us.
因为我们把我们的心呢献给神，他把智慧放进来，所以呢，这样神可以使用我们。
Oh, you say that's marvelous.
哦，这个太奇妙了。
That's what God wants to do with us.
这是神呢要在我们里面所做的。
All right, so verse 7, the tabernacle of meeting, the ark of the testimony, the mercy seat that is on it, and all the furniture in the tabernacle, the table, its utensils, the pure lampstand with all its utensils, the article of incense, the altar of incense, the altar of burnt offering.With all its utensils and the laver and its base, the garments of ministry, the holy garments of Aaron, the priest, and all the garments of his sons to minister as priests, and the anointing oil and sweet incense for the holy place, according to all that I have commanded you, they shall do.
你刚刚读的第七到第十一节，第七节说，就是会幕与见证柜，并其上的施恩座与帐幕中的一切器具，桌子与桌子器具，金金的灯台和灯台的一切器具，并香坛，凡祭坛和坛的一切器具，并洗漱盆和盆座，供职的衣服和祭司亚伦，并他儿子们可以使用供职职分的圣衣，膏油和为圣所所馨香的香料。他们都要照我一切所吩咐的去做。
Is that a lot of stuff?
这是很多东西吗？
That's a lot of stuff.
这个东西很多嘞。
Who's going to make it?
谁会去建造？
All the people are going to be involved in making it.
所有的人呢都会涉及到来建造。
We're involved in the Church of Jesus Christ at 16th Avenue Gospel Chapel. Who's going to make it a success for God?
所以这个呢，我们所有的人都参与，那为主耶稣基督建造他的教会，那么谁会给我们供应呢
？Answer: All of us.
答案是我们所有人都要。
It's not a one-man job.
并不是一个人的工作。
All of us, by the grace of God, are laboring together for His glory What a wonderful thing.
所有的人借着神的恩典呢，都会呢在他的那个工作里做工，这个是多么有恩典的神呢。
Okay, verse 11 ends with the lines, according to all that I have commanded you, they shall do.
第11节的结尾说呢，他们都要照我一切所吩咐的去做。
So what do you think happened when they got back to, when Moses got back to base camp?
所以呢，就是你认为呢，这样的摩西来到那个就是说是帐幕的基的时候呢，哎，发生了什么呢？
He called them together, and he said, I've got some instructions for you.
怎么他们都叫在一起？但是今天呢，我给你们有些指示。
And he probably added, and I think you'd better take notes.
因为他有可能呢加一句说，你最好写笔记。
I was very disappointed one day, many, many years ago. I had a couple of men reporting to me on a project, and I said, we're going to meet this afternoon, such and such a time. I've got to tell you what we've got to do.
因为很多年前呢，就是我感到非常的失望，因为呢，就是我在管几个人，管几个人呢，我就跟他说呢，怎么这下午这个时候呢，就是我们要来开个会，我要告诉你们应该去做些什么。
And so these two guys came into my office, and we just about started the meeting, and I said, where's your notepad?
这两个人呢，来到我的那个办公室，我们都要开始开会的时候，我说你的那个笔记本在哪里？
They said, we don't need that.
他说我们不用笔记本。
I said, I've got to give you very specific instructions as to what you're supposed to do. Go back and get a notepad. You have got to do precisely what you are told to do.
我说呢，我要告诉你呢，就是非常具体的、特别的那些细节。你们两个最好回去呢，把那个笔记本呢拿过来，拿过来了，把我要写给我要吩咐你们做的那些细节全部写下来。
Who is responsible for all this? Moses.
谁呢？负责这些作业的一线呢是摩西。
All he had to do was teach all the people how to do what he was told to do.
所以呢，所有的要做的是教育那些人们去做呢，他被告知那要去做的事情。All right,
well, I say good for you, Moses.
摩西，你太棒了。Verse
12, the Lord continued to speak to Moses, saying, speak also to the children of Israel, saying, surely my Sabbaths you shall keep, for it is a sign between me and you throughout your generations, that you may know that I am the Lord who sanctifies you.
第12节说呢，耶和华告诉摩西说呢，你要告诉以色列的孩子们说，那你们勿要守我的安息日，因为这是我，这是你我之间世世代代的迹象，让你们知道我耶和华是使你们成为圣的。
So what's the logic that just precedes this verse?
所以我们刚才读的这一节经文的逻辑是什么？
You're going to make all that stuff.
你要把那些东西都做好。
But you've got to remember, you've got to take every seventh day off.
但是你们要记住，你们的每第七天呢，要休息一天。
You work for 6 days, you take the seventh day off to serve me, sorry, to worship me.
你们呢，工作六天，然后呢，你们要用第七天呢休息，然后来敬拜我。
Now, many, many people say, I've got so much work to do, I've got to work 7 days a week.
所以很多人说呢，我有太多的工作要做，所以我要七天一个星期工作。I
can't come to church on Sunday. I've got my work to do.
我星期天不能来教会，因为我有工作要做。God
says you don't have as much work to do as they did.
神说呢，你并没有他们要做的工作那么多的工作要做。You
take Sunday for the Lord.
你星期天呢，要专门为主。You'll
make success of the rest of your day.
他呢会让你在其他的日子里呢成功。I
think it was Martin Luther who said once.
我认为马丁路德有一次这么说。I've
got so much work to do today, I'll never get through it if I don't spend 2 or 3 hours in prayer first.
所以他说我今天呢有这么多的工作要做，如果呢我呢不首先呢花的3-4个小时去祷告呢，我永远做不完。Have
you ever noticed sometimes you go to do a job, should take you 10 minutes.
原来就是说你有没有注意到呢，你要去做一个事情呢，要花10分钟呢？
Everything goes wrong.
每天。
And after 2 hours, you still haven't finished the job.
因为就是每件事情呢都不对，过了两个小时，你那个事儿还没做完。
Have you ever had a job? It's going to take you 2 hours. You start working on it, everything goes right. It's all done in 10 minutes.
你有没有这样的工作呢？本来呢就是要做两个小时，但是呢，你一开始做的一切事，你十分钟就做完了。
You got responsibilities for God. Don't ever forget it. God's work comes first. Take that Sabbath and use God's work. Do you use God's time for God's worship, and the rest will fit in. You'll be all right.
所以这里面呢，你对神要负责，你不要忘记这一点。就是说是不要呢忘记呢，首先呢就要啊服侍神，就这么说花一点时间，然后呢其他的事情呢就会很快的就做完了。
All right, so the Sabbath really wasn't that important, was it?
所以呢，安息日并没有那么重要，是不是？
Well, let's see what verse 14 says.
这第十四节说的。
You shall keep the Sabbath, therefore, for it is holy to you.Everyone who profanes it shall surely be put to death. For whoever does not do any work on it, that person, for whoever does any work on it, that person shall be cut off from among his people.
于是耶稣说，所以你们要守安息日，因这日对你们是神圣的。凡干犯他的，必要把他们治死；凡在这日做工的，那人必从民众剪除。
I think we often have a tendency to prioritize sins.
所以呢，我们认为呢，我们都是在尝试着把我们的那些事情呢放在首位。
These sins are the worst.
这些呢是。
And we go down the list, and these sins don't really matter very much.
所以呢，这些呢就事情呢，我们就是有个列表，列表呢这些东西呢都是可以值得做的。下面这些事情呢。也不重要。
And I think that, if you were to, if one were to prioritize sins, there would be certain sins at the top, probably at the bottom would be the Sabbath. And that's not really that important.
这个里面呢，我认为呢，有些人呢要把事情呢排个优先顺序。那么说呢，就是说是上面呢有很多很多的事情，那么说在底下呢可能就是安息日啊，说那个不是太重要。
Okay, and the Lord says the Sabbath is important.
是不是呢？主说呢，安息日是重要的。
Now, some more on the Sabbath because I don't want us to get the wrong conclusion. The Sabbath was an Old Testament law for the Jewish people primarily.
所以这个里面呢，就是说是这些讲到安息日呢，我不想把大家呢带错了方向，因为实际上呢，安息日呢，它主要是因为在旧约里面，犹太人呢要放在第一位的。
Of all the Ten Commandments in the Old Testament, nine are repeated in the New Testament.
所以呢，就是说在那个就是说是。啊，十诫里面，十诫里面在旧约的十诫里面有九诫在新约里是重复了的。
Which one is not repeated?
哪一个没有重复
？The law of the Sabbath.
就是那个安息日的律法。
The Sabbath was the seventh day. It was a Saturday, but in our calendar, the Sabbath, the Lord's day, is the first day of the week, not the last day of the week.
比如里面呢，就是说那个安息日呢是一个星期的第七天，它就是星期六。但是呢，到我们的敬拜主的那一天呢，是从一个星期的第一天开始，并不是第六天。
So in particular, regarding the law of the Sabbath, there's a distinction between the Old Testament to the Jew and the New Testament to the Church.
比如里面关于那个安息日的这个立法呢，在旧约里的对犹太人来说和对在新约里的教会来说是有区别的。
The church was not commanded to keep the Sabbath.
教会并没有被命令要去守安息日。
And in many respects, the reason would have been that the Gentiles worked for Gentile employers and they didn't take a day off.
其他的很多原因呢，就是说是那些外邦人们，他们为外邦人的雇主工作，所以在那个第就是星期六的时候，他们并不放假。
So, it was never required that the church keep the Sabbath in the same way that it was required of the Jewish people.
就是从来呢没有要求呢教会呢守安息日，就像在旧约里那个犹太人守安息日一样。
But God has done a wonderful thing for us in Canada. We don't have to work on the Sabbath, on Sunday.
这个神呢，在加拿大呢，在我们身上行了非常奇妙的事情，所以我们不用在星期天工作。
When Canada was put together, one of the laws that they passed way back in 1867, I believe, was this law. They called it the Lord's Day Act.
因为呢，加拿大呢，就是刚刚形成的时候呢，我认为呢是在1867年的时候呢，他们把这一天呢称为那个主日。
And for many years, it was illegal to operate a store to sell things on the Sabbath.
所以呢，就是在很多年来呢，就是说是如果在星期天呢，那些商店里卖东西是非法的。
Back in the 1970s in Vancouver, they basically said we don't need to worry about that anymore. So we keep the stores open on Sunday all the time.
一直到1970年的时候呢，就是他们说呢，我们不再会担心这条法律了，所以呢，商店在星期天呢都开门营业了。
Okay, so there are many things then in the Old Testament that you're not required to do because we're not Jewish, but you may do them just because it's good, wise, and will be beneficial to you.
这里面在很多事情呢，在旧约里，那就是对犹太人的要求呢，我们不一定今天非要做。但是说你有可能去做，如果你这样去做的话呢，对你自己呢有益处。
So, I probably told you that in my life, especially as a student, but also in my working life, I have tried not to work on my education, not to work on my employment on a Sunday.
也就是在我的人生里，在我上大学的时候呢，或者说是在我工作，大多数时候在我工作的时候呢，我试图呢，就是在任何时候呢，在星期天呢，不去上课或者不去工作。
And that's just basically a commitment that I made between myself and the Lord.
这个呢，基本上是我跟我自己和主之间我做的一个承诺。I
said, if you want to give me a Sunday off, then that's good. I'll give it to you.
因为我说呢，您要呢，我星期天休息一天呢，这个太好了，我要把它呢，献给您。I
did not always obey that.
我并不是总是去顺服的。My
memory isn't complete, but to the best of my mind, I never did break that law without suffering severe consequences.
这个里面就是说我的那个记忆呢，就是说是，并不是在太全，但是在我的记忆中呢，如果我呢，没有一次就是说是我不顺服这样的承诺的话呢，我不受到承受那种后果的。Is
that a bad law or a good law?
就是这个好的律法还是坏的律法呢？
Oh, I don't know about you, but I think it's a good day. I like a day off. That's my own personal preference.
所以呢，我不知道你们怎么想，但是呢，我非常喜欢，那就是我自己呢，非常愿意呢，休息一天。So
it was very important in the days of Moses.
就在摩西那个时代呢，是非常重要的。All
right, verse 15, work shall be done for 6 days, but the seventh day is the Sabbath of rest, holy to the Lord. Whoever does any work on the Sabbath day, he shall surely be put to death.
第十五节说，六日要做工，但第七日是安息的安息日，是向耶和华守为圣的。凡在安息日做工的，必要把他治死。Therefore,
the children of Israel shall keep the Sabbath to observe the Sabbath throughout their generations as a perpetual covenant.
故此，以色列的孩子们要世世代代守安息日为永远的约。It
is a sign between me and the children of Israel forever.
第十七节说，这是我和以色列的孩子们永远的迹象。For
in 6 days the Lord made heavens and the earth, and on the seventh day he rested and was refreshed.
因为呢，六日之内耶和华造天地，第七日他便安息舒畅。So
if you go to the land of Israel today, what are you going to find?
如果你真正去了以色列这个国家，你会发现什么？
They keep the Sabbath.
他们仍在守安息日。
They say, it says here, it's supposed to be a sign between the children of Israel and the Lord forever. They said, okay, 2026 is still part of forever. We're going to keep the Sabbath.
因为这里说呢，我和以色列孩子们之间呢，要永远的迹象就是安息日。这么说，是的，2026年仍然是那个永恒里面的一天，所以我们还要守安息日。
Now, if you were to make a list of all the sins, some would be at the top, the Sabbath would probably be at the bottom.
因为如果你呢就列一个表的很多的事情，那么说呢，有些呢在上面，那么安息日可能在下面。
If you were to go to the land of Israel today, and you were to say to them, you make a list of the Ten Commandments, what do you put at the top? What do you put at the bottom?
如果今天你去了以色列这个国家，你对人说呢，你把十诫列一个顺序，那么谁是哪一诫是最优先的，哪一诫是在下面的？
And they would say, well, as far as the nation is concerned, the law of the Sabbath is at the top, and the others, they don't really matter that much.
所以呢，他们说呢，就是说我们整个国家呢，就是考虑到呢，就是安息日呢是在最上面的，其他的那些呢，可能就不重要了。
And that is why they got such trouble in their land. They have put their own priorities on the law of God.
所以这个是为什么呢？他们在他们的国家里存在这么多的麻烦，因为他们把自己的优先次序呢放在神的律法的优先次序之上。
All right.Verse 18 says, And when he had made an end of speaking with him on Mount Sinai, he gave Moses two tablets of the testimony, tablets of stone written with the finger of God.
第十八节说，耶和华在西奈山和摩西说了话，就把两块见证的板交给他，是神用石头写的石板。
Okay, that's the end of story number one, the story on the mountain.
这是第一个故事的结束，是在那个这个故事发生在山上的。
What's going on down below, verse chapter 32?
在山下发生什么？第三十二章。
It says, Now when the people saw that Moses delayed coming down from the mountain, the people gathered together to Aaron and said to him, Come, make us gods that shall go before us. For as for this Moses, the man who brought us up out of the land of Egypt, we do not know what has become of him.
第三十二章第一节说呢，百姓见摩西迟延不下山，大家就聚集在亚伦那里，对他说呢，起来为我们造神，可以走在我们前面，因为连我们出埃及地的那个摩西，我们不知道他遭了什么事儿。
So two or three things wrong with that. First of all, at the end of the verse, it says, As for this Moses, the man who brought us up out of the land of Egypt.
这个里面有两到三件事情是不对的。这首先呢，在这一节的结尾说呢，是你我们出埃及地的那个摩西。
Did Moses bring them up out of the land of Egypt?
是摩西把他们带出埃及地的吗
？No，
不是。
It was God who did it.
是神做的。
And when they lost sight of Moses, they lost sight of God.
那他们呢，就说是不去看摩西的时候呢，他们就没有看见神。
How tragic.
就是多么的，就是说是悲剧呢
？And then they said to Aaron, Aaron, you make us some gods that'll go before us because we don't have Moses anymore.
因为他们就来跟亚伦说，亚伦，你为我们造个神，我们不再想要摩西了。
I keep going back to it in my own mind and in my preaching, but the fact is that when God does not work on my schedule, I am often tempted.To do something wrong.
这个里面呢，我就是回顾我的那个思维，回顾我的讲过的道。我就是神呢，不在我的那个就是说是时间表里的时候，通常呢尝试就是去干一些错事。
Pray much and ask God to help you.
所以呢，要多的祷告，祈求神帮助你。
But don't tell him when.
但不要告诉他什么时候。
And that's where they made a terrible mistake.
这就是他们所犯的一个可怕的错误。
And the tragedy is that Aaron listened to them.
所以那个悲剧是那亚伦听了他们的。
Verse 2, Aaron said to them, Break off the golden earrings which are in the ears of your wives, your sons, your daughters, and bring them to me.
第二节是亚伦对他们说：“你们去摘下你们妻子们、儿子们、女儿们耳上的金环，拿来给我。”
Aaron, who's the boss here?
所以亚伦谁在这里应该是老板
？The people said, Aaron, you make us some gods.
因为那些人告诉他说：“亚伦，你造个神。”
And Aaron said, "Oh well, I guess I better do what the people say."
因为那个亚伦说：“哦，最好我就去照着他们所说的去做。”
Have you ever heard of a politician who makes his decisions based on the polls that he's read?
因为那个里面你有没有记得？你有没有注意到呢？就是很多政客呢，他们做出的决定是按照那个民调来做的呢。
And this is hard to translate, Roy, but I'm going to repeat it anyway.Mahatma Gandhi had a very important phrase.
因为这个比较难翻译，他呢，还是要说呢，就是这个叫印度那个甘地，他有这么个说法。
Okay, Mahatma Gandhi was one of the famous politicians in India during the Second World War.
因为甘地呢，他是非常有名的一个政治家呢，在世界大战的时候。
His philosophy went like this.
他的哲学是这样的。
The people are rushing rapidly onward.
因为就是说在这个世界上的人呢他们都赶着呢往前走。
And I must hasten to follow them.
我必须赶快呢跟着他们。
For I am their leader.
因为我是他们的领导人。
Now, most politicians are that way.What do you think about that? Let me check the polls. Oh, the polls say most people think this. I agree with most people.
大多数这个呢，他都是按照这种方式去做。他说那些人们呢，在人民在想什么呢？哦，必须看看民调。民调说他们都想这么做，我最好呢跟着他们去做。
And so I think it's the prophet Ezekiel who says that the line is half gone. Just a moment. It says, like people, like priest.
所以呢，就是他认为呢，就是说是那个以西结那个先知说过，就是有什么样的人民，就有什么样的祭司。
Now, you know some lines like that. You ever heard, like father, like son?
所以有些话就是这么说，你有没有听到过呢？有这样的父亲，就有这样的儿子。
Like mother, like daughter.
又有其母，必有其女。
Okay, like priest, like people, or like people, like priest. Which comes, who's following what?
你这个呢是有什么样的祭司，就有什么样的人民，或者说有什么样的人民，就有什么样的祭司，是谁要跟着谁了？
The people are to follow the priest, aren't they?
所以人民应该跟从着祭司，是不是呢
？What happens when you get the priest following the people？
因为如果那就是说祭司跟着人民，你会觉得会发生什么呢
？Same kind of disaster we're going to read about here。
所以同样的就是灾难，我们在这里要读到。
Aaron, the people are to follow you. Don't you lead them astray？
所以呢，亚伦，人民呢是跟着你的，不要把他们带偏了。
So he says in the, break off the golden earrings, which are in the ears of your wives, your sons, and your daughters.
他说你就摘下你们妻子们、儿子们、女儿们耳上的金环。
Where did they get earrings in their ears?
他们在耳朵上哪来的那样的金环呢
？What was their job?
他们的工作是什么
？Brick makers.
所以那就要做砖。
If you were a brick maker,And your father was a brick maker, and your grandfather back a couple of hundred years were brick makers. How many golden earrings would you have?
因为如果你是那做砖的，你的父母是做砖的，然后你的祖父啊，都全部都是做砖的，那么说，那你有多少个金环呢
？You wouldn't have any, would you?
你就一个都没有，是不是
？How did they get golden earrings?
他们哪里拿来的这样的金环
？When they came out of Egypt, they requested back pay from the people they worked for, and they gave them all kinds of stuff, and they had valuable earrings, gold earrings, and jewels sometimes in it, and they gave them, and the Jewish people took them, put them in their own ears, and put them in the ears of their wives and their sons.
知道他们出来出埃及的时候呢，他们找他们曾经工作过的那些人呢，要给他们一些补偿。补偿之后呢，他们就给了他们很多的那样的金环、耳环，还有那些甚至有些那个宝石在里面。所以他这些犹太人呢，拿了他们给他们的这些金环、耳环，那以后呢，他们戴在自己的耳朵上。
So verse 3, so all the people broke off their golden earrings which were in their ears, brought them to Aaron.
第三节说的百姓就摘下他们耳上的金环，拿来给亚伦。
Now, frankly, the Bible doesn't say a lot of good things about earrings.
因为坦率说呢，圣经呢对那个耳环，其中金环呢，并没有说太多的好话。
Our generation, not the previous one, but in our generation, men have started wearing earrings.
因为我们这一代人，并不是说上一代人，男的都开始戴耳环了。
And people who understand why say it's not for a very good reason.
所以呢，就是人们就理解为什么说呢，这个呢不是一个好的理由。
So earrings are not the Bible's favorite.
所以呢，耳环并不是圣经的偏好的。
Verse 4 says, Aaron received the gold from their hand, and he fashioned it with an engraving tool and made a golden, a molten calf.
然后第四节说呢。亚伦呢，从他们手中接过来，做了一只金牛犊。
Then they said, not Aaron. Then they said, "This is your God, O Israel, that brought you out of the land of Egypt."
然后呢，用雕刻的器具做成，他们就说，并不是亚伦说的。他们说呢，以色列啊，这是您你们出埃及地的神。
Can you please explain to me the logic of that lie?
你们大家呢，能不能够？跟我讲讲这一句话的逻辑。
Where did this God come from?
这个神从哪里来的？
It came from their own imagination.
从他们自己中想象来的。
Came from their own design.
是他们自己设计的。
Came from their own rejection of the God of Moses.
是因为他们呢自己拒绝了神和摩西以后来的。
It came from the money that had been given to them by God.Through the Egyptian people.
这个呢是从呢就是说是神呢给他们的钱，给他们钱呢从就是说是神让埃及人呢给他们的钱来做的。
Now you go to the gods of the religions of the world today and you ask him the question.
你呢今天去到世界上的那些宗教的那些宗教领袖面前，你问他一个问题。
You say to them, now, can you please explain to me where your God came from?
因为你的人说，那好吧，你能不能跟我解释一下你的神从哪里来的
？And you won't get much more sense than that.
在这里你听不到多少合理的答案。
What a tragedy!
这是多么大的悲剧
！People who have false gods always have no foundation for their gods.
所以那些有假神的那些人呢，通常呢，他们自己的神呢，没有什么基础。
Is there any foundation, logical foundation for the Bible you have in front of you?
你这个里面就是在你面前摆的这个圣经有没有什么样任何的基础呢？
Well, among other things, yes, there is no book from antiquity. There is absolutely no book that has anywhere near the accuracy of this book.
因为就是说肯定是有的，就除了其他一些事情完了，从呢就是一直以来有史以来没有任何一本书呢它的准确度能够达到圣经的准确度。
And people can come up with all kinds of concoctions as to what's going to happen, what did happen, what is the truth, and they're all, it's all, if it's unrelated to God, if it is contrary to God, it is all absolutely false and nonsensical.
所以呢，人们呢可以呢，就是想象出很多的，就是这个是怎么来的，是从哪里来的。如果说呢，他们这些所有的想法和结论呢，就是说是没有在里面没有神，或者说他们跟神相对的话呢，就是说这些东西呢，是完完全全没有任何道理，没有任何基础的。
And so I will tell you, the story that happened to me many years ago.
我会跟你讲一个故事，就是很多年前发生在我身上。
It was lunchtime.
也吃午餐的时候。
I was talking at the table with my boss and a half a dozen other people in the company who worked with my boss and distantly with me.
这个里面呢，就是说我当时呢在午餐呢，午餐桌上呢和我的老板还有另外六七个人呢，为我老板工作的人，我们在一起呢在交谈。
And somehow the Lord enabled me to swing the conversation just a little bit toward Christianity.
因为那些某种方式呢，主呢，他呢，让我把这个话题呢稍微的偏了一下，带到了讲那个基督教的。
Somebody said it's a matter of faith.
所以有些人说呢，这是信心的事情。
And my boss said all faith is indefensible.
所以呢，我的老板说呢，就是说是所有的那些信心呢，都是你不可变。
Basically, you cannot define, you cannot find a logical foundation for faith. All faith is indefensible.
所以呢，就是说，基本上呢，你找不到所有信心他们的基础，所以呢，所有的信心都是经不起辩驳的。
And I said to him and the other men around the table, that's not true. My faith is defensible.
所以呢，就是说是。 我跟其他的人，我跟他还有其他桌子周围的桌子周围人说说我的那个就是说是信心是可以辩解的。And
he said to me, "We'll talk about that some other time."
他们说呢，我呢其他时间我们在那谈论这个问题。Okay,
he never came back to me with that.
他们从来没有回来找我谈这个话。He
has a faith. His faith says there is no God, and it is totally indefensible.
所以这个里面呢，就是说他有那样的信心，他的信心说呢，就是完全没有神，没有神呢，他的这个信心呢是完全经不起辩解。Verse
5.
第五节。
So when Aaron saw it, he built an altar before it, and Aaron made a proclamation and said, "Tomorrow is a feast to the Lord."
因为亚伦看见就在他面前筑坛，亚伦宣告说呢，明天要向耶和华守节。And
the Lord proclaimed a feast to the Lord.
所以他们是向主呢宣示他们的信心吗？No,
this was a feast he made out of his own head.
因为这是神向他们要守的节吗？这是他们自己脑子里想出来的节。Jeroboam
tried that many hundred years later, got into real trouble for it.
所以耶和华呢，几百年以后呢，他也试了，所以他陷入极大的麻烦。Verse
6.
第六节。
Then they rose early on the next day, offered burnt offerings, brought peace offerings, and the people sat down to eat and drink, and rose up to play.
第六节，次日清晨，百姓起来，就献燔祭和平安祭，就坐下吃喝，起来玩耍。Was
that a feast to the Lord?
这是主的节吗？
No, it was an excuse to have a party.
就是他们的借口来开那个宴会。Well,
three things happened at that party.
这个宴会里发生的是什么样的事情？
Number one, they ate a lot.
第一个呢，他们吃很多东西。Number
two, they drank a lot.
第二个，他们喝很多酒。A long
time ago, I tried to figure out what constituted a party for people who didn't love the Lord Jesus?
因为就是很久之前呢，就是说我想过，那么什么样的这样的宴会呢，是他们不爱主的人喜欢的？
I used to say to myself, if I went to those parties, I would be bored silly.
所以呢，就是我对自己说呢，如果我去参加那些宴会，我会无聊的要死。
What does the world do at his parties?
所以这个世界在宴会里做什么？
Can't find it here. It's got, that's what I need. What's the world do at his parties?
所以呢，世界的宴会他们都做什么？
Okay. Nothing else. We'll all have a drink together. We'll talk and we'll drink some more and we'll drink some more and then we'll talk some more and we'll talk and drink some more. And they call that a party.
所以他们所有人呢，都举一个杯子，举个杯子呢，就是说是，哎，来。 再干一杯，再干一杯，啊，我们喝，我们来喝。所有的他们宴会主题呢，都是在碰杯喝酒。And
I used to say to myself, if I ever went to anything like that, I would be bored silly. What a stupid thing to do.
所以我的自己说呢，如果我去参加那样的宴会呢，我会无聊的要死，因为我要去的都是太愚蠢。What
is drink at a party mean?
所以在喝的那个宴会中是意思是什么？
It means drunkenness. It means terrible bad things.
那因为是醉酒，因为呢很多 可怕的事情发生。
Three things, lots to eat.
所以三件事情，很多东西吃。
Number two, lots to drink.
所以第二个，很多酒要喝。
And number three, the irresponsibility that follows when you drink too much.
因为就是那个第三个呢，就是说你呢，就是不会去负起你的责任。如果你喝酒喝的太多的话
，All manner of bad things follow those kinds of parties.
所有的那些坏事都是由那些宴会来的。
And so that's what they did. They had a party, not a party to the Lord.
其实是他们要做的。他们那个宴会呢，不是为了主。
They didn't take time to pray.
他们没有花时间祷告。
They didn't take time to praise the Lord for His wondrous work to them.
他们也不花时间去赞美主，为主为他们在他们身上行的奇妙的事。
They didn't even take time to thank God for Moses.
他们也真正的不花时间呢，就是说为那摩西感谢神。
We don't need Moses anymore. We got a golden calf.
所以呢，我们不再那个需要摩西了，因为我们有金牛犊。
Look at it. It's pure gold.
看看，这是纯金的。
All right. Verse 7.
第七节。
And the Lord said to Moses, Go, get down, for your people, whom you brought out of the land of Egypt, have corrupted themselves.
第七节说，耶和华对摩西说，下去吧，因为你的百姓，就是你从埃及地里出来的，已经败坏了自己。
What does God say?
那神说什么？
He says, Moses, they're your people. Moses, you brought them out of the land of Egypt.
神说呢，摩西，这是你的百姓，你从埃及地领出来的。
Why did he say that?
他为什么要这么说？
Because they said Moses brought them out of the land of Egypt.
因为他们自己说是摩西把他们从埃及地领出来的。
But they have corrupted themselves.
但是他们已经败坏了自己。
What happened when they disobeyed the God of heaven?
所以呢，发生了什么？当他们的不顺服天上的神的时候
，They corrupted themselves.
他们败坏了自己。
What do you know about sin?
你对罪了解多少
？Here's a verse: The lusts of the flesh war against the soul.
这是这样的，就是说是你那个，就是说是肉体的情欲跟你的灵魂开战。
And I guess I better read the verse to you, if I can find it, probably, Second Peter.
为了最好呢，就是跟大家读一些那个经文。
I'm sorry, I should have looked it up earlier.
抱歉，他应该早点呢找一下。
It's Second Peter chapter 1, verse 4.
所以呢，彼得后书第一章第四节。
It says, by which have been given unto us exceeding great and precious promises.That's what we've got in the Bible. Great and precious promises. They came through the Bible.
比如说呢，就是说是，因此呢，我已将又宝贵又极大的应许给我们。他已经将又宝贵又极大的应许给我们。这个应许是哪里来的？圣经来的。
What do you get if you follow the Bible?
如果你跟从圣经，你得到什么？
Through these promises, you may be partakers of the divine nature.
所以呢，从经过这些那阴血，使你们既脱离世上从情欲来的败坏。
Would you like to be like God on the inside as well as on the outside, so that you're a partaker of His divine nature?
所以你愿意，就是说你的里面和你的外面都像神，这样呢，你可以就是与神的性情有份吗
？The promises of the Bible will transform you.From being an ordinary Joe to being a partaker of the divine nature like Jesus.
这个里面的圣经里面的应许呢，可以把你从一个就是普通的这样的一个人呢，转变成一个跟主耶稣基督的神的性情有份儿的人。
The promises in the Bible will do two things. Number one, they will make you like Jesus.
所以呢，就圣经里的应许呢，会做两件事情。第一个呢，它使你像耶稣。
And number two, you will escape the corruption that is in the world through lust.
第二个呢，你就会脱离世上从情欲来的败坏。
What is happening to you today?
所以今天呢，在你身上发生了什么？
Well, it's very simple. You're either getting more and more like Jesus.
非常简单，你或者说呢，越来越像耶稣。
Or you're getting more and more corrupted. Things are going from bad to worse on the inside, on the outside, and everywhere else. You're either going up or you're going down.
或者呢，就是说你呢变得极其的败坏，事情呢从坏变得更糟，就是一直往下。那么说呢，你想是往上呢，还是往下呢？
What happened when these people made their feast to this golden calf? They corrupted themselves. They stopped being like God. They stopped being like Jesus, and they were corrupting themselves, eroding themselves, and destroying themselves.
所以这些人呢，当他们有这样的金牛犊的这个宴会时候呢，他们的怎么样呢？他们败坏了自己，他们不再像神，不再像耶稣，他们自己败坏，自己毁灭。
And then God said to Moses, verse 8, they have turned aside quickly out of the way which I had commanded them. They have made themselves a molded calf and worshipped it and sacrificed to it and said, this is your God, O Israel, that brought you out of the land of Egypt.
Sorry, I lost it.
32, sorry, Exodus 32, verse 8. Exodus 32, verse 8.
Okay. Yeah, Exodus 32, verse 8. Yeah, thank you. 所以出埃及记，我们回到32章，第八节。32章第八节呢，说呢，就是说是你们快快偏离了我所吩咐的道，为自己造了一只牛犊，向他敬拜献祭，说以色列啊，这就是你出埃及地的神。
How do you think Moses felt? Sorry, how do you think God felt? Under those circumstances.
你认为在这样的情况下呢，神是什么感觉的？
I told you the story. I keep repeating all my stories, but I've only got a few.
因为我呢告诉过大家一个故事，我一直呢重复着告诉大家故事，因为呢我也只有几个故事。
One day, I didn't come home for supper.
有一天呢我没回家吃晚饭。
Mrs. Ross lived next door.
那个 Ross 太太住在隔壁。
And she invited me to go with her son John for supper or for lunch. I'm not sure what it was.
她邀请我呢，跟她的那个就是说是儿子 John， 还有是我不是很确定，还有没有其他人一起吃午餐。
And so I went along for lunch because she served sandwiches and they were jelly sandwiches, yummy, yummy, high sugar sandwiches.Really good sandwiches.
因为他给我们提供了那样的，就是说是果酱三明治，yummy yummy， 非常好吃的那样的高糖的那个果酱三明治，非常好吃。
And my mother said, "Why didn't you come home for lunch?"
我妈妈说，你为什么不回家吃午饭
？And I said, "Because Mrs. Ross serves really good sandwiches."
我说呢，因为呢 ，Ross 太太给我们呢提供了非常好吃的三明治。
Now, how do you think my mother felt?
你问我妈妈是怎么感觉的
？Was my mother happy?
我妈妈高兴吗
？Did my mother say go to Mrs. Ross's house for lunch tomorrow?
我妈妈有没有说呢？明天继续吃大家吃午饭呢
？She said, Harold, you do not do that.
她说呢 ，Harold 啊，不能再这么做了。
Okay, God says, don't do that.
神说呢，不要做。
Imagine.All the things that God had done for them, bringing them out of Egypt, and they got this little golden calf sitting here, and they say, "This is the God who brought us out of it." Well, Moses brought us out, but God, this is God.
因为他们说呢，就是当神呢把他们从埃及地呢带出来呢，经了那么多神迹以后呢，他们到这里呢说呢，摩西把我们带出埃及地的啊，这个金牛犊是我们的神。
Verse 9.The Lord said to Moses, I have seen this people indeed. It is a stiff-necked people.
也就是说，耶和华对摩西说：“看哪，我见这百姓真是硬着颈项的百姓。”
Stiff-necked.
硬着颈项.
What kind of people are stiff-necked?
什么样的人是硬着颈项的呢？
They won't turn around.
他们不会转弯。
They're going where they're going, and they're going where they're going, and they're not going to turn around.
他们就是往哪里走就往哪里走，一直走，一直走，不转弯。
Okay, and my brother-in-law had a stiff-necked cow.
所以呢，我的姐夫呢有一个硬着颈项的牛。
And my brother-in-law said to the cow, "We're going to market, and you're going to get on this trailer."
所以呢，我的姐夫跟他说了，我们要去市场了，你上到这个拖车上来。
And the stiff-necked cow said no.
所以那个硬着颈项的母牛说不。
And they got the cow halfway up the ramp, and the cow wouldn't go forward, wouldn't go back, and wouldn't move his head.
因为他们把那个就是那个跳板上呢，把那个牛呢赶到那个跳板的一半，它也不上也不下不动。
And my brother-in-law did everything to get that cow to go up.
所以呢，我的姐夫呢是尝试了一切办法让这个奶牛上去。
And he wouldn't.
他不去。
So the cow had a heart attack and died.
所以然后那个母牛呢心脏病发作了，死了。
Okay.
Okay.
Norma had to do something with the cow. I don't know what she did with the cow.
At the green bucket.
Norma 说呢，她在那里试试。
Okay. God was very upset.
神呢非常的沮丧。
These were stiff-necked people, verse 10.
这是硬着颈项的百姓，第十节。
Now therefore God said, "Let me alone, that my wrath may burn hot against them, that I may consume them, and I will make of you a great nation."
第十节说，现在你且由着我，我要向他们发烈怒，将他们灭绝，使你成为大国。
These wicked people have done terrible things against me. And Moses, they've done terrible things against God. So Moses, step out of the way.
所以呢，就是这些人呢，对神呢做这些恶人的事，做了可怕的事情。所以呢，神的摩西说：“哎呀，那就是你站在一边，不要站在那里。”Let
me alone, Moses. Let me punish these people. If I do that, I will make you a great nation. Instead of being the children of Israel, Moses, they'll be the children of Moses. How do you like that?
因为摩西呢，你让我一个人去做，不要站在这里。然后呢，就是说，哦，我要把他们灭绝。灭绝呢，就是说是，本来我要让他们成为那个，就是说以色列的一个大国。现在我要把他们变成你的大国，你怎么看？
What would you have done if God made you an offer like that?
现在如果神呢给你这样的一个提供，你会怎么做？
Verse 11, then Moses pleaded with the Lord his God and said, "Lord, why does your wrath burn against your people whom you have brought out of the land of Egypt with great power and with a mighty hand?"
但是呢，十一节呢，摩西并没有这么做。摩西便求耶和华他的神说呢：“耶和华，你为什么向你的百姓发烈怒呢？这百姓是你用大能和大力的手从埃及地领出来的。”
Who brought them out of Egypt?
谁把他们从埃及地带出来的？
The Egyptian said the golden calf did it. No, the Israelites said the golden calf did it.
以色列人说呢，是那个金牛犊做的。
Even God said, "You brought them out, Moses."
就算神说呢，对，是摩西，是你把他们带出来的。
And God turned, sorry, Moses turned to God and prayed.
所以摩西
and said, "Lord, you brought them out of Egypt with your great power and with your mighty hand."
摩西呢，却转向神呢，祷告说呢，耶和华啊，这百姓是你用大能和大力的手从埃及地领出来的。
What kind of a man was Moses?
摩西是什么样的一个人呢？
Is he a good man?
他是个好人。She
needed a friend. Would you like Moses to be your friend?
他需要朋友们，所以你愿意摩西成为你的朋友吗？
He goes on verse 12, and he says, "Why should the Egyptians speak and say he brought them up to harm them, to kill them in the mountains, to consume them from the face of the earth? Turn from your fierce wrath, Lord, and repent relent from this harm to your people.
第十二节继续说呢，为什么是埃及人应呢？说呢，他领他们出去是要降祸与他们，把他们杀在山中，将他们从地上除灭。求你转意，不发你的烈怒，后悔不降祸与你的百姓。
Good man, Moses. Verse 13, remember Abraham, Isaac, and Israel, your servants, to whom you swore by your own self and said, I will multiply your descendants as the stars of heaven, and all this that I have spoken of, I will give to your descendants, and they shall inherit it forever.
摩西，你是个好人。第十三节呢？ 摩西继续说呢，求你纪念你仆人们亚伯拉罕、以色列，以色列指责自己，岂是说我必使你们的种子像天上的星星那样多，并且我所说的这全地必给你们的种子，他们要永远承受他为业。Okay,
so how do you win an argument against God?
你怎样呢？就是说是跟神争论的时候赢呢
？If you wanted to do that, what would you do?
如果你想要那么做，你做什么
？You'd quote God.
你能引用神的话,
You'd say, God, you can't do that because you said you wouldn't do that. You can't do that, God. And if you quote back to God, you'll win the argument with God every time if you quote God.
所以你就跟那神说，神呐，你说过，你说过的，你不会那么做的，所以你不能那么做。如果你每次说话跟神争论的时候，你都引用神的话的话呢，你每次都会赢。
So who won the argument?
谁赢了这个争论?
Moses.
摩西.
Verse 14.
第十四节.
So the Lord relented the harm from the harm which he had said he would do to his people.
第十四节说, 于是耶和华后悔不把所说的灾祸与他的百姓。
And Moses, who'd been up there now for 40 years, sorry, for 40 days, Moses turned and went down from the mountain, and the two tablets of the testimony were in his hand. The tablets were written on both sides, on the one side and on the other, they were written.
这个摩西呢，在山上呢，跟那耶和华待了40天，所以第十五节说，摩西转身下山时候，你拿着两块见证的板，这板是两面写的，这里面那面都写了字。
So how would you like to have been Moses?
你呢，愿意成为摩西吗？
You want to carry two tablets of stone down the mountain?
你想呢，就是背两块石板从山上下来吗？
I don't know how much they weighed.
我不知道这石板有多重。
But you know, if you had something that weighed 30 or 40 or 50 or more pounds, you had to carry it down the mountain, you'd have to be an awfully strong person, or you couldn't do it.
因为你知道吗？如果你想从山顶上背两块20磅或者30磅、40磅的石板下来呢，你必须是一个非常强壮的人。
In a very literal way, Moses was a strong man.
从字面意思来讲呢，摩西是个非常强壮的人。
In a spiritual way, he was a far stronger man.
因为在灵力呢，他是远远要强壮得多。
Verse 16 says, Now the tablets were the work of God. And the writing was the writing of God engraved on these stone tablets.
第十六节说，那这板是神的工作，字是神写的，刻在板上。
Do you think it was pretty beautiful writing?
你认为他那个字写的非常漂亮吗？
Sometimes we see what is called calligraphy.
所以呢，有时候呢，我们讲一些事情叫 calligraphy。
What is calligraphy?
Calligraphy 是什么意思？
It is writing which is very, very artistic.
所以呢，是因为那个字呢写的非常非常的艺术化。
Okay, sometimes people see a good writer.
所以呢，有些人呢，有时候人们看到那个写字写的非常好的。
All right, my sister is a good writer. When she writes, it's very good.
因为我的姐姐字写得非常漂亮，当她写字的时候非常好看。
Eric Peterson is a very good writer. He's a very artistic writer.
所以呢，Eric Peterson 呢，他呢也是一个非常好的写字的人，像那个艺术家写的字。When
I went to school and university, I used to do very, very poorly on my written material.
因为呢，我呢还在大学上学的时候呢，通常呢我的字呢写得非常非常难看。
They give you exams. I have to write and write and write and write and write and write.
那我参加考试的时候，那我必须写啊写啊写啊写啊写。
Okay, and I used to get very, very poor marks on my written work.
所以呢，通常呢，我的字呢，写字的时候呢，通常呢，那个分数非常低。
For two reasons.
两个原因。
Number one, I couldn't spell.
第一个呢，我不会拼写。
And number two, the teacher couldn't read what I wrote anyway.
所以呢，第二个呢，那老师呢，我写的字他完全认不出来。
How do you think this writing was?
你认为这个写的字会什么样的？
Absolutely beautiful.
绝对漂亮的。
Can I tell you the story about what God wrote?
所以我可不可以带你讲故事，神写的什么呢？
I'll tell you about four things God wrote.
我现在就是四件事情神写的。
The first thing he wrote was the law. Here it is, Ten Commandments, thou shalt not.
第六个里面呢，就是首先呢，他写的呢就是这个是戒，戒呢就是说你不应该做。
What was the second thing God wrote?
那么神写的第二件事情是什么？
Well, there was a man by the name of Belshazzar one day.
有一天呢，有个人的名字叫 Belshazzar.
And he had a great big party, something like these guys had.
他呢就是有一个那大的宴会，就像这些人开的一样。
And in the middle of that party, God wrote with his finger on the wall.
在那个他们宴会时候，是神用他的手指在墙上写字。
Mimi, Mimi, tickle, you farson.
Mini, mini, tickle your person.
And that was the sentence of God. The consequence of breaking the law, the sentence, and the conclusion was Belshazzar was dead before sunrise.
这个里面呢，就是那是神呢写的律法。那天呢，贝歇尔人他违背了神的律法，那么结果呢是在第二天太阳升起之前呢，那个贝歇尔就死了。
Did God ever write again?
神有没有再次在写字呢？
Yeah.
有。
What was the third time he wrote?
第三次他写的是什么时候？
Well, there was a woman who was taken with adultery, in adultery.
也就是有个女人呢犯了奸淫罪。
And they wanted to kill that woman.
他们想杀了那个女人。
And the Bible says Jesus stooped down and wrote in the sand.
所以圣经说呢，主耶稣基督呢蹲下在那个沙上写字。
Okay, the first thing he wrote was the law.
第一个他写的是律法。
The second thing he wrote was the sentence against the law.
所以呢，第二次写的呢就是是对那个违法的判决。
The third thing he wrote was forgiveness.
第三件他写的呢就是饶恕。
And he said to that lady, did no one condemn you?
他跟那个女人说呢，有没有人定你的罪？
And she said, No man, Lord. He said, Neither do I condemn you. Go and sin no more.
他说呢，主啊，没有人定我的罪。主说呢，我也不定你的罪。你去吧，不要再犯罪了。
What's the fourth thing you wrote?
他第四件写的什么？
Well, he wrote a, there's a word that I'm trying to find now, but...He basically wrote, I'm going to call it a bibliography.
就是是、他呢就是、基本上写的我要用这个词 bibliography.
Okay, this is what he wrote. He says in Revelation, I believe, that if any man breaks my laws, I will take his name out of the book that I have written.
所以这个里面，他基本上在启示录里，他写的，如果有任何人呢违背了我的律法，我要把他的那个名字呢从我那个的写的书里去除掉。
What did he write?
他写的什么呢？
Well, he wrote a list of all the people who had been forgiven of their sins.
他写下来的就所有那些人呢，他们的罪呢都得到了赦免。
All right, he wrote He wrote a book of all the people that have been forgiven of their sins. Their names are all in his book.
所以他把那些所有的人呢，就是说罪得到赦免的，那写在他的书上。
And I call it a bibliography because the name is in the book, But associated with every name is all the wonderful things that God has done for them. Is your name in that book?
你的名字在那本书上吗?
Oh, I hope so.
我希望是。
What a tragedy if your name weren't in the book. The law is written and says guilty. And the sentence is written, no hope. And the forgiveness is written, in Jesus there is hope. And the last that's written is the name of those that are forgiven. And he's going to preserve it forever.
因为里面呢就是说如果你的名字呢没有被写在上面是多么大的一个悲剧呢因为律法首先呢写出来了写出来了以后呢就是写出来了然后呢就是写出了判决判决呢那么说那判决以后呢就是说是完全没有希望了那么是接下来呢就是主呢写的那个饶恕那如果主已经写下那个饶恕以后呢如果你的名字还没有在最后的那本书上呢这是多么大的一个悲剧呢
All right, so coming down the mountain now with this precious tables of stone in his hand, he comes down, verse 17.
因为他从山上下来，下来带着这些珍贵的两块石板上呢，写了字的第十七节。
When Joshua heard the noise of the people as they shouted, he said, "There is the noise of war in the camp."
I don't
know what the noise of war would sound like.
我不知道呢，就是说是战争的声音到底听起来什么声音。
It would be chaotic in every sense, wouldn't it?
也就是一片混乱，在某种意义上说，是不是呢？
Moaning, or groaning, and all the clash of battle, and just incredible noise.
就是那些抱怨那些争吵那些所有的就是说是那些兵器的那些就是说是碰撞都是一些可怕的声音。
Joshua said, there's no, there's war down there. Moses, we got a big problem. There's war.
就是约瑟呀对摩西说摩西下面呢发生的战争我们有麻烦了。
Verse 18, but Moses said, it's not the voice of those who shout in victory.Nor is it the voice of those who cry in defeat, but it's the voice of those who sing that I hear.
第十八节摩西说这不是人打胜仗的声音也不是人打败仗的声音我所听见的是他们的歌唱的声音。
Why were they singing?
为什么要歌唱?
Probably most of them were drunk.
大概很多人都喝醉了。
And there are times when a mob gets going.In times of drunken.
有时候呢那些乌合之众呢都是因为呢喝醉了聚在一起。
When do most people sing?
那么就是大多数人他们唱什么?
When they're full of wine.
他们什么是犯罪因为他们是喝了太多的酒。
And when they're full of the Holy Spirit of God.
所以呢或者说他们是在被圣灵充满的时候。
When you're full of the Holy Spirit of God, raise your voice, raise your volume, sing.
一旦你被圣灵充满的时候呢，就是说是提高你的声音去歌唱。
What a tragedy that there are times when people sing when they're just full of liquor.
因为就是这是多么大的一个悲剧，当那些人歌唱的时候呢，他们只是喝了太多的酒精。
Verse 19, so it was.As soon as he came near the camp, that he saw the calf and the dancing. So Moses' anger became hot, and he cast the tables out of his hand and broke them at the foot of the mountain.
第十九节说摩西挨近营前就看见牛犊，又看见人跳舞，便发烈怒，把两块板扔在山下，摔碎了。
He saw the calf.
他看到了牛犊。
How big do you think the calf was?
你认为这个牛犊有多大?
Maybe a small little calf like this?
有可能像他手上拿的那么大小。
Or do you think maybe it was a calf like this?
你认为呢比这个还是要大一点?
I think it was a big deal.
我认为是件大事。
And when he came down the mountain, he saw the calf.
当他从山上下来的时候看到了牛犊。
and he saw the dancing.
他看见他们在跳舞。
Dancing is usually not a very good thing.
跳舞通常不会是件好事。
These people probably very drunk and a whole lot worse.
这些人呢，可能喝的酩酊大醉或者更糟。
And singing, I don't know what they were singing. I don't. Do you think they were singing praises to the Lord?
所以他们在唱，我不知道他们在唱什么。你认为他们在唱赞美主吗？
Do you think maybe they were singing some of the songs of Egypt? They'd watch the Egyptians have their wicked parties. Do you think they were singing some of those songs?
他们呢，看到了埃及人们开那些邪恶的宴会，你认为他们会唱他们那个宴会上的歌吗？
They didn't have time to make up new songs. They weren't singing songs of praise to the Lord. So they were probably singing songs of praise to evil.
所以呢，他们并没有去唱赞美主的歌，那有可能呢，他们去唱赞美邪恶的歌。
Verse 20, then he took the calf which they had made and burned it in the fire and ground it to powder. And he scattered it on the water and made the children of Israel drink it.
第二节说的，又将他们所铸的牛犊用火焚烧，磨的粉碎，撒在水面上，叫以色列的孩子们喝。They
made a big deal out of that calf. He made a big deal out of that calf.
他们呢，就是把这个牛犊呢，做当成一件大事。He
said, "Your sin is very serious sin."
他说，你们的罪是一非常严重的罪。All
right. Well, that's our story.
好吧，这是我们今天的故事。
Who brought them out of Egypt?
谁呢？把他们从埃及地带出来的。
God.
神。
It wasn't Moses.
不是摩西。
It wasn't the calf.
也不是牛犊。
It wasn't evolution.
也不是进化论。
It wasn't let's have another laugh.
这个也不是他们再笑一次。
Give God the honor and the due that he deserves. Don't play games. With the God of heaven.
那就是神把他们带出来的，神应该配的，不要跟天上的神能玩游戏。
All right, well, let's have a word of prayer.
我们来做一个祷告。
Lord, these stories are pretty heavy stuff.
主要这些故事呢，是非常的严肃的事情。
But this was a heavy day, Lord, and these sinners are pretty bad.
所以主要呢，也是一个非常的沉重的一天，因为这些罪人们呢，非常的坏。And
we just marvel that after all the miracles that God had done for Israel.
所以我们就得感到惊奇呢，在神呢，在以色列人身上行了所有的这些神迹以后。They
were prepared to turn to worship idolatry, and in the process to make terrible sinners out of themselves.
所以呢，他们已经准备呢，转向呢，去敬拜那些就是说是偶像，对他自己呢，造成了严重的后果。Now,
we pray, Lord, that we might learn from this, and that we might follow you, and that the blessing of our God might be upon us rather than the judgment of God.
所以主啊，我们也祷告，我们呢就是要以他们引以为戒，我们要去跟从我们的神，这样呢神的审判呢就不会降临在我们身上。We're
thankful that you didn't just write law and sentence. You wrote forgiveness. Hallelujah.
所以呢，我们感谢您呢，不仅仅只是写了律法，写了审判，还写下了赎罪。我们说哈利路亚。Let
me give thanks now in Jesus' name.
我们现在献上感恩，是奉主耶稣基督的名。
Amen.
Amen.